The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has made it clear that the coalition will scrap the carbon tax if it wins the election in September. But a Tony Abbott victory won't mean an end to the debate. With the changeover in the Senate not due until next year, Labor and the Greens would be able to block repeal legislation. And that would mean voters could face the prospect of having to return to the polls again next year, with the coalition reaffirming its threat to call a double dissolution election if Labor blocks legislation to repeal the tax. From Canberra, Simon Cullen reports.
The coalition is insistent on what the next election will be all about.
The next election will be a referendum on the carbon tax.
The opposition's climate action spokesman Greg Hunt says if the coalition wins, it'll follow through on plans to scrap the carbon pricing scheme and expects Labor's support.
If we are elected, the Australian people would expect that the ALP will respect their mandate for repeal of the carbon tax.
But the Climate Change Minister, Greg Combe, says Labor won't support any move to wind back the legislation.
First point is, of course, we're going to contest the election and we plan to win it. But if Mr Abbott does become Prime Minister in 4 months' time, then Labor will stick to what we believe in. And we believe that we've got to tackle climate change, and the best way to tackle it is through a carbon price. That's what we've introduced.
Even if the coalition wins the election, the changeover in the Senate won't happen until mid-next year, meaning Labor and the Greens are likely to control the numbers in the upper house. If they block legislation to repeal the carbon tax, it'll leave the coalition with only one choice, to call a double dissolution election.
We have always said that whilst a joint sitting is not our preferred option, it remains a fallback, and we will keep going until such time as the carbon tax is repealed.
So to clarify then, if Labor doesn't, in your words, respect your mandate, the coalition would call a double dissolution election?
Well, we have always said that our overwhelming preference and our belief is that the ALP will be forced to respect the will of the people and the mandate, but we have always said that we retain the right to go to a joint sitting.
Isn't that the height of arrogance? I reckon they've got two elections in their pocket. Let's see how things play out. A long way to go yet.
The opposition says scrapping the carbon tax will be a big boost to industry. Greg Hunt says household budgets will also notice a difference.
On average, energy prices will drop by the full amount of the carbon tax, and that has been about 10%. It will vary for each bill, but let's be clear, the full amount of the carbon tax will be withdrawn.
Well, you'd have to believe in the tooth fairy to believe in that. I mean, that's just another of Mr Abbott's con jobs with the community. You know, the main drivers of electricity price rises, as anyone in the industry knows, in recent years has been the investment in poles and wires, the network costs, and they are still driving electricity prices. You know, the electricity market is a very complex market, and to run around suggesting to people that you're going to be able to drive down electricity and gas prices, I think stretches credulity.
That's the Climate Change Minister, Greg Combe, ending that report from Simon Cullen.